Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial. 2414318.
Good text. I have not asked this week if there's going to be any heat on there. This person says they miss
the heat.
There being heat on the FOF line. Well, you're not there on the receiving end of it, buddy.
Yeah, right. Okay, he's talking about show heat because, you know, the FOF essentially is all heat.
Show heat Ohtani.
I wish I could tell you, even if he asked, because I don't know anymore.
Oh, that's right. You do the mixed bag thing now.
Yep. Because it was kind of like, I'll be honest with you, I got tired of doing it, so I had to find a way to spice it up. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I don't know what they are, that's probably the best way to do it.
Let's not pull the turd curtain completely down.
Did you say turd curtains?
Turd curtains. Get in there, Turd Ferguson.
Turd curtains.
Turd Ferguson.
That's the type of curtain you don't want in your house.
That's what kind of coffee maker I have, a curtain. Kurink. I need a C-cup.
Oh, wow.
Turd curtain.
Actually, in middle school, I did. It's awful.
He's got husky tees.
I had man tees.
He's got husky boots.
Yeah, well. I mean, now I just look like a WNBA player.
Hmm. Like
still there, but just barely.
Like Griner? She'll walk around with her shirt off a lot.
Well, you know, like even like Sophie, and I don't think I need to say her last name. I think she's at that status, really. I can just say Sophie.
Yeah.
I don't know that she could have, and I'm not being sexist. I don't know if she can get bigger boobs. I don't think she has the skin area. Nor does Cam Brink.
No,
would
I don't
she
think.
Need it?
I don't know. I wouldn't say she needs it.
Needs it.
I wouldn't say that.
No, it'd be a nice addition, but you know.
Well,
it's like you know the Biltmore House doesn't need a nice Christmas tree, but it looks
I mean,
good
if you're running and that's you're an athlete, I don't. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yes. Well, I'm neither of those things. Mm-hmm. Not running or an athlete.
You might become a runner.
But I've had athlete's foot before. Does that count?
I don't run anywhere. I mean, we all know.
You know, that's what happens when you lose all that weight and get in shape.
Well, she said yesterday she had a run in her stockings. I was like, gross.
Like, you better go change that. You have a hot loaf just laying back
there. What's that lady's
name?
What's up, Tangy? That was her name.
You want to...
T-A-N-G-I-E.
You go ahead and kick this sucker off.
I feel like Jeremy Clements right now talking.
No, he's not listening to
that's
you.
That's a sensitive situation.
Oh, well, the name's still cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I don't know what these are.
Okay. This is
it could
random.
Be.
Random. Rando.
Yeah.
God, you want me to start doing it? Because I feel like you got to kind of like nudge it in with a little bit of something.
Where's the passion, fat boy?
Hey, I don't know where this is.
I'm finding an uphill battle today.
Sorry.
I'm trying to climb up Page Mountain. I feel like she came in here a little hyper.
Do I seem hyper?
Don't try to spread the heat.
There might not be any heat.
Well, I mean, I take that as heaty.
A little heaty. It was a little heaty.
Okay.
Well,
dealer's choice.
What?
It's up to him. Whatever he wants to do.
It's like when she gets to see her dude man. So what do you want, Paige? Dealer's choice. Whatever you want to
give me. What do you give me?
No.
I want to give you a roofie for about
that.
2 hours.
Paige,
never
it's me.
That.
Blue pill or red pill? No. Your choice.
None
I don't care.
None of the above.
Can we do a purple pill?
No.
It's like getting bad.
Put some D12
no
on. I love purple pills.
Ever.
Lord have mercy. He's saying you're talking a lot today. But I can't say that because I talk more than both of you combined. mine, so I can't ever.
I just feel like I'm not pulling my weight today, and it's not because I don't want to. It's just I can't find a spot.
It'd take a herd of mules to do that. See? I'm sorry.
It's like, get to the point. Pull your weight. For the love of God.
864-241-4318.
I can tell you where the 10 toes down came from. A joke in the early 70s, it went something like this. A guy was in a courtroom being charged with lewd behavior because he was swearing. And the judge said, why did you say what you said? And he said, well, he said, there are two people there. He said, there was 10 toes up and 10 toes down. Two white asses going round and round. A 9-inch d- going out and in. And if that ain't f-ing judge, you can find me 10.
Is that a nursery rhyme?
I hope not.
And I say, I say.
It's probably a nursery rhyme at that place where the dude busted in high on coke.
Hickory dickory dock.
That's the only daycare that might work in.
God, man. Someone that owns a lake house, please name your dock Hickory Dickory. That would be the cutest.
It Joe.
Really Joe Marzuka.
Oh,
you know,
he's
got his named.
It's true.
He names everything, which is smart. I mean, you know.
You got to brand it, right?
All guns, cars, you know.
You're not talking about the ones attached to his chest, right? Those two guns?
Mercy.
I mean, I'm not, I love the guy. I'm not going to compliment his look, though. I mean, like,
I know. Like,
I mean, he's ripped, okay?
I know I'm crossing the line, but, you know, just objectively looking.
I've never looked at him in that sort of way.
Oh, bull stud, Paige, come on, please.
Come on. A hot dude with free chicken sandwiches, and you don't look at him that way?
I never got
Marzuka, you the one you said you'd like to sniff his car seat?
Yeah, Did I ever say that?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I was like, God, Paige.
He's the nicest person.
Not like
it does sound weird when you say car seat.
I know. Like, I was thinking like when he was a baby.
God.
That's awful.
I respect. He's a family man.
His seat of his car.
God.
Seat of your britches.
Mm. Yeah, I don't. The guy was, it don't matter. I forgot what he was talking about.
Man, you real spaced out right now. And I hate Paige for that reason. Because it's your fault.
It's always my fault. It's okay. We can wheel you back in.
Oh,
do we need to...
It's both of y'all today, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
And I'm getting bulldogged.
Okay, well, we're just planning for when you have your heart attack.
Oh, my God. I'm not.
This is directly to you, fat boy. Oh. How dare you f***ing besmirch a good name of Sonny B? That s*** is the s***. You non-palate-having f***ing swine. What's wrong with you? You tubby bastard. Sonny B's amazing. So is Tang. Dare you to talk about Tang next.
You're wow. He's half right there. Sonny D is... spit.
Ah, I mean, is that where is it from? Concentrate, or is that the where we got juice drink from?
Oh,
I'm gonna look.
I don't
up.
Like it.
That's awful.
It's very sugary. Yeah.
But have you had Tang? I've never had Tang.
Only that time I went into space.
I thought you were gonna say when you went to hook up.
Oh my God.
You get different options. You could have said.
I'm sorry.
No, man.
A few different.
No. I was thinking about that time I went to the doctor, and the prognosis was I had a runny D. But anyway, this says that it is flavored punch. It's a flavored punch, not a flavored drink. Flavored punch.
Oh yeah, that whole thing you were talking about. They can't call it.
Can't call it. Yeah, right? So it's got 5% real. Juice in it.
Mm.
Can I taste your juice?
What your juice there?
It's a juice.
All right.
You want to do one more before we take a big B?
Yeah, and I'm going to come over and slap you a bunch of times in the face, wake you up.
Thank you.
Paige going to poop.
I'm talking about Bill Brooks, you know, you and your kids and your Johnson, you know, that guy, Bill Brooks. What the f***? It's up with these drivers in Union County, South Carolina. And my buddy Bill right here, he knows you don't know how to do shit either. Oh, this is Bill Brooks. I'm here down here in Union County, and no one knows how to drive. They don't know how to use our turn signals. Too busy trying to bang their cousins. And, this is Bill Brooks. And anybody who's talking about Bill Brooks. I mean, the bit is hilarious. That impersonation just kills it. We love Bill Brooks. Keep it up, William. William Brooks.
My God, man.
He's got a fan.
He said he's too busy trying to bang their cousins.
Oh, man. Yeah, so he's not a fan of Union County.
Union catches a lot of hell, but to be completely fair, you can kind of see it if you go there.
That, man.
At least this was, you know, 20 years ago.
The Probably fact that I don't know that Bill knows how much he contributes to our show.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unknowingly.
Can we get him live in the studio one time?
He's not available. No. He does traffic for every city in America.
He does.
That really early.
He can't figure out how to work his laptop. Yeah. Oh, I was talking to the boss about that. He's like, Bill's always busy.
Yeah.
I was like, well. We made him a character.
I wonder how big the screen is on his microphone. The way he popped up.
We're going to work everywhere today.
You know, I told Fat Boy the other day that I farted and it sounded like Donald Duck was gasping for breath.
Lord.
Yeah. What did it smell like?
Sulfur. Springs Ew. Road.
You know what? That's healthy, Rob.
No. Road.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, again, and saying this isn't going to make you listening think any better of us, but like the conversation off the show, if you like the show,
yeah.
And this isn't us trying to like sell you on like a Patreon or nothing. We don't have it. But like, God, it's...
Nope.
I wish the stuff we talk about off the air could make it on the air, but, you know.
I wish we could monetize that, or, you know, somebody who could would listen to us.
Or just share it, because it's funny. Funny observational humor.
Instead of, hey, we can make money off of this, and instead the answer being, put it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Share it.
Yes, and let them make all the money off of it.
Just get the Patron going, Holmes.
I don't like tequila.
No.
864. 241-43. I feel like we're missing the gospel group today. I don't know if you...
you know what?
I mean, it gets me feeling the spirit
I can cue her up.
No.
They didn't say it that way, but that's really...
It sounded like you said a bad word.
864-241-4318. So, you know, we like to work up to it. The middle chunk here, the big portion of the FOF is...
The middle chunk.
Where a lot is, like, the heat might be. Because we try to play four or five in a row.
Yeah.
I know you don't like that.
I don't, but it's fine. I hate it more when people misspell it than they actually say it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Four in a row.
Ugh. 12 in a row. There's no reason to misspell anything now. Yeah. You got all kind of tools to help.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, you know.
Grammarly.
That time when I did all them labels and I put do not digest on the label. And it's supposed to be ingest. Do not digest. But also, it means that too, kind of.
Yep. You should have let you put both.
Yeah.
All right, here's one.
All right.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to stream this on Odyssey app and some kind of football games take over you guys' show. Kind of pissed off about it, not going to lie. My radio sucks in my truck. It's all staticky and I don't much care for it. I was trying to have a good day on the way to work. No, I got this listening to sketchy on the damn radio. Scratchy, you can't hear nothing. It's bullshit. I want my Rise Guys. I listen to you guys religiously almost every morning. I just want to hear you guys, man. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, technically Cleveland, but whatever. Regardless, I want to hear my Rise Guys, and I don't want no damn static.
I'm sorry.
Hell yeah, man. Tennessee.
Feel it right here in my heart, guys. Mm. And I'm right there with you.
I love it.
That Cleveland shout out.
I went on a tangent last Monday morning when came in and that was happening. It was embargoed because of the football game the night before, and somebody didn't hit a switch, or the switch was hit. And first of all, are there switches anymore? I feel like everything's touchscreen and digital. Like, are there real, like you're pulling a lever?
I feel like they're still calling that, right?
Switches.
Now, this weekend's going to be the second test because the preseason game against the Bills. So we'll see what happens afterwards.
Starting at noon pregame show.
Heck yeah.
Well,
it's the Bills.
Thank you for hanging in there, and thank you for like saying things like that. That's, I mean, hell.
Oh yeah,
we love your passion.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to find a well, I can't. Shout out to Cleveland. I got a friend that lives there. Kristen, what's up, Kristen? She steams vaginas for a living.
Nice. Oh, I thought those were from Cleveland.
Yeah, it's oh my God. Mm. Dude, I got to tell her.
Tell her, dude.
Kristen, you got to be the Cleveland steamer.
Yeah, do it.
You got to.
Kristen.
Yeah. I mean, if that's, I mean, Cleveland Browns is okay, you know.
I don't know if she would steam us, but, you know, if we ever get to go up there, I'll try to work it out.
I got a guy, Stanley, that does
you gotta
it.
You got to get the JJ.
And call Stanley to come over and do it.
Man, throw your legs up here. Let me get the boys real quick.
Oh.
Yeah, the app is it might happen again, so.
Well, no, it won't. We're not going to say that. We're going to
be positive.
We're going to hold on a minute.
Oh, the bell. Well, you just there you go.
Put it out into the universe.
You gotta be soft.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I don't care if the Panthers win or lose. It's a pregame show. It doesn't matter.
Lure.
Pre-game. Pre-show game. Pre-season game. There we go.
It's a looper. It's a lure. Are we doing that right, looper?
Fishing looper.
Or is it too hard?
Okay. All right. It will be fine on Monday.
You ready for another one?
Lord willing. Yes, sir.
But you guys are great. I love listening to you in the morning.
Oh.
Congratulations on your ratings thing. But what the is going on with your radio station the rest of the day? Seriously, you guys play music.
God,
music. I would have said before you, before Rock 101 went away, I was like, why in the hell do you guys play Led Zeppelin every damn day? There's a whole other radio station for it. But you still do it. Last couple of weeks, when I get off work, Holy Diver is on the damn radio. Dumbest damn song ever. I went on vacation for a week, got back in my car today at 5 o'clock to go home from work, and Holy Diver's playing. Damn it, guys. Get your shit together and play some damn music. Music that we like, not the shit you guys overplay over and over and over and over. With sex and chocolate or some shit like that. God almighty, so stupid. Play some good music.
He's saying about Mark Henry. Sex and chocolate.
I feel like he's objecting to the subject material of the songs, right? Not the fact that, you know, we play them too much.
Well, I mean,
Sex and Candy is a dumb song.
Yeah.
Should.
I'm not going to sit here and say that I like everything. I mean, that's like when I worked at Winn-Dixie, I didn't like all the products that we sold.
No. Big 60, though, the Winnies.
But I like the majority of them.
But do you like, some of the songs you can't figure out how to get traction. But look, I showed you the playlist of a song of a station in Baltimore that just went off the air. You know, everybody's gone. And look, I mean, it's a lot of the stuff you would hear here and everywhere else.
Yeah.
A lot of popular, you know, heavy rotation.
Yeah, like in
Zeppelin.
Don't whatever. Take this the wrong way, listeners or even management. Like, the music in the morning is like really
random.
It's a chance for us to go use the bathroom or something. And yeah. I don't rely on the music. I really, like, I don't mean this in the bad way. I don't really give two craps what plays.
Not really.
I mean, I want some people to like listen to it and stuff. But dude, when we started, we were playing 9-10 songs an hour, and now we just got it down to 2 or 3, and I love that.
Yeah, because you got to get some momentum going for the for whatever we're doing, man.
You can't, and this isn't any kind of disparaging toward anybody, but you can't like claim number one ratings when you're playing 10 songs an hour. The music got the ratings, you didn't. Yeah. That's how I feel about that. And I like the fact that we play less music in the mornings. There's some that totally disagree with that, but they're morons.
Okay.
I wish we had the freedom to say, okay, we feel like hearing a song right now. Let's just pop one on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what we get with the rejoins. That's kind of like the middle of the road kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, a little fun, you know, like, hey, topic starter, I guess, conversational piece.
And it usually will flow that way.
But look, do they still get the surveys? I'd tell you to take the survey, but.
Yeah, they have the music survey, yeah. We did that not too long ago.
So get in on the next one, bruh. Yeah. I think you get paid to do it, right?
You can win tickets or something like that. Ooh. To that effect.
I saw the Doobie Brothers are coming to town. It's just
really?
Doobie tickets. Oh yeah.
Oh, I
CCMB.
Oh, I would absolutely go to that.
Yeah. The Doobs. I don't know if Michael McDonald's with the group.
Oh, okay.
Or not.
I was about to say if it's not the original, I don't want to go and. He's got to be there.
He's very talented.
Yeah, he is.
Plays piano very well.
Stupid question, but are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Hey, you fat ass motherfucking hoe. It's Mark from Taylor's, and when you were playing the Al Sharpton stuff this morning, I swear to God, I thought I was going to lose my fucking mind, man, laughing my ass off. Do you remember your intern that you called from Sharpton saying just something damn dumb, stupid, that Gonya Weaver, Weaver? But anyway, you also made mention of Mark and Skid Mark being a great nickname. I had to laugh out loud because that was my nickname among longtime friends. I went to a Christian youth camp one time. I didn't get Skid Mark for my breaking abilities back then. They just saw my underwear and gave me unconditional hell for, I think, the last 50 years. So, yeah. Mark from Taylor's. You can just call me Skid Mark from Taylor's. Appreciate you, fat you peanut head, fat mofo.
Asshole.
You guys kill me. I can't live without you.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Now, I do hope management hears those last two calls for people who are like, I can't live without you. Matter of fact, that tells me that if you fire us, Odyssey, you don't care about the health of our listeners.
That's right.
Because they would die.
Don't you pull a cumulus on us.
No.
We know you know how to manage your money.
Right.
Skid Mark from Taylor's.
By the way, Michael McDonald is not with them on tour. So that would be.
Health reasons.
That would be. I thought they had heat, right?
They might have, actually.
Like, he's not, like, with the band at all anymore.
Don't you start cutting people like I Heartless. What if everybody's like, they're going to impersonate him at the concert when they sing the song, so just find a way to get him out there. Like, any song they sing.
Yeah, I mean, like, who's singing when it's his part on certain songs? Wonder, like, does one of the other, or do they, like, have a backtrack or something? I saw somebody in concert one time. That person was missing in the band, and they played a backtrack of them singing. And I was like, "Oh, this is bad."
Oh, dang it!
I can't remember who it was. I can't remember.
Sometimes they don't match up. They're saying Shania Twain now that she's not matching hers up.
Oh no! It was the person that was singing. God, it was Jelly Roll. I don't remember what song it was. It was Jelly Roll concert, and they played the part of the other person. Might have been Ella Langley.
Might have been her. One of those.
Damn it, she wasn't there. Damn it.
Yeah, that's a good question. Who they get to fill in? Because it's not, I mean, the crowd's not going to like it because you don't have both. You just got the one.
No. I think he just used it as a chance to go hit the oxygen a couple times.
Little jelly art.
It was bad, bad jelly back then. Real big jelly.
You want to do one more right here before we come back and do the cooter grass, as the Spanish would say?
Yeah. I think it's French, actually.
First off, the radio for not letting you say or I want to hear on the radio. You, Matt, man, talking over every single FOF call all the damn time. Might get to hear six calls if I'm lucky. Sometimes two because you want to shut the up. But you, fat boy, for not playing my call the other day. You fat ass. Piece of shit, sorry, fucking bag, douche banana. You're a fucking shit hill. I fucking hate you and you. I gave you a perfectly good fucking FOF call about a month ago about how much I hate that stupid gospel version of the FOF line. And I know after you hear this, you're going to play it again.
Yeah, well, we done did, though. Yeah.
We done did.
Do we give it to him one more time for being a
dude? Dude, it's going to stress him out, of course.
864-241-4318.
Yeah. 864-241-4318.
Is that the first time you've ever heard anybody be called a douche banana?
No, I was going to say douche banana was fun. And then the way he just said, fat.
God. Mark, Skid Mark from Taylor's called me a fat MF and peanut hoe.
Dang it, man.
And then all this dude calls me a douche banana.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is like your name. You know, if they do call you fat, it's just like, it's weird. The other day in the hallway, actually, I heard you and the boss talking, so I went the other way. And I heard him, like, he's like, what's up, fatty? And I'm like, yeah. God, you know, in any other business,
that
this would
be derogatory.
Very bad.
Well, he'll sit there and hold the elevator up, too.
Yeah. See, fatty? Fatso?
Pull you in.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's what he did? He kept
lecture you all the way down.
He'll stick his arm out in the elevator and just call me names. So
has he ever called you fat ass?
No. But when he gets real mad, he'll say, you know, he'll say jeremyellenberg.com. No, he'll just use the first name.
Oh, yeah. Fatty 2x4.
Usually it's like any combination of fat. Full name. Fatsy, Fatso.
Yeah, Fatsy Klein.
Chunk.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Tubby.
Can't get through the elevator door. That's not nice.
And of course, Stoneman's right beside him in the office. So he just laughs the whole time. You are a little fat, aren't you?
They are kind of inseparable. I mean, really, like.
Bullies.
I mean, for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. They're good friends.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think Mark. A rough time.
I think Mark might have snuck Stoneman here illegally.
And, really?
People love him so much because he brought all his records with him that they tolerate him. But he's a double agent, to be honest.
I heard a rumor yesterday that he's now on Earth Station.
Might be Mondays through Fridays.
Is that a rumor?
3 to 7.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Totally uncensored. That's what I heard.
Guess what? It's true. It's all true, yeah.
So call Stoneman this afternoon and cuss because it's uncensored and it's not just background noise.
Oh, remember the guy who don't like, I don't want to say you don't like Stoneman, but he's really mad because he requests a song and he says he won't play it.
Right.
Call back, dude. He's here in the afternoons.
Yeah, that's true. Like, where's your perseverance?
You know?
Like,
you going to try two times and quit?
Yeah. Now, the only time you shouldn't have perseverance if you're asking a woman for permission.
No. Yeah, like, okay. Are you sure you want to say no? Right. Let me ask you again.
That's right.
Do you really mean no?
Right.
No that's means right, that's no. When,
yeah. You don't ask 15 times like you do with a mortgage, and suddenly the 16th time you got to say, okay, fine, do me.
Don't you understand? No.
God, that's a great point. Like, at what point are you harassing? Like, all
right. I said it.
Put your mind to it. You can do it.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we're back.
Okay, again.
Yeah.
You got to hear.
Well, there's no way to really ask that question, even to Google.
No, but you gave some great descriptors.
Well, there was a baseball pitcher that was, I believe, from the Dominican Republic that just got really heavy. Like, really heavy. But he could still pitch really well.
Oh, yeah.
Remember his name.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about now.
Give me the initials if you have it.
B.C.
D.C.?
B.C.
Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, that's it. He chunked up. He was a Brave for a little bit.
That's right.
He's played for a ton of teams.
God.
I mean, like, in baseball. I'm not talking
right,
about, like...
Right, like, he wasn't bisexual or anything.
Chunked up.
Right. Hey, you guys. 864.
Oh.
241-4318.
Again, to be surprised is great because these are the two most pissed off calls of the week.
These two here?
And these two, because we'll play them both.
Okay.
And I can't even tell you what they are.
Well, let's start off with that one there.
So this is the first time I've called in. I've listened to all these people always get pissed off and super dramatic about all this shit that pisses them off. Well, I work in the automotive industry, and these people will come in and take 3 hours of my time, say, oh, I'd like to take the car home for the night. Sure, that's fine. Let me go ask my manager. You're good. I get the car ready. I fill it up with gas. It's ready to go. They're just sitting there on their phones and their stupid glasses at the end of their nose is like, ooh, I don't actually think I want to take it anymore. I think I might love it too much. Well, no wonder. It was your idea. Oh, I must be the stupid one. I don't want to waste your time. Well, you already did. You already did it. I hate you. I just want to make money off of you. You're pissing me off. If you're not ready to do anything, look online like the rest of you old pieces of shit.
Okay.
Let me push my glasses back up off my nose.
It would suck to sell cars.
Dude, it'd be hard.
To me personally.
I was thinking just going on the test drive with somebody. Oh my God.
I didn't even test drive the car I got now. Now, it only had 200 miles on it, so I'm like, I mean, is there a point? I assume everything's okay with it. It's got 200 miles on it.
See how it runs.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, you're tall.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some people are like, well, I don't want to use the sites where they bring it to you out of town.
Yeah.
The Carvana type sites like that because, you know, well, I can't drive it.
Right.
But, you know, like if you got to nurse somebody all day to get them to buy a car, like a buddy of mine's dad, he is such a haggler. Like he is – it got to a point
Marvis where – Marvis and Marvin haggler.
They had to break out the book to show him, look, this is literally – we cannot go below this to make money. Because he would spend all day just haggling back and forth. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to sell it to you now.
Right, go home.
Like, go somebody else sell it to him. I'm not spending 8 hours with one guy trying to buy a car.
That's a long time.
The guy I bought my car from hated me afterwards because halfway through the paperwork, I realized that you could do, like, I mean, I realized you could do customization.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't realize that it would be as accessible as it was. So, like, they shipped my vehicle down here, and on the boat, they freaking did all the additions to it on the boat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Yeah. Freaking.
I didn't know they did it like that.
Well, you know what? Now that I say that publicly, now I'm wondering if he's like BSing me. Maybe it's like, well, you know what? It took an extra week because you wanted everything blacked out.
But I mean, it works for what you got.
Yeah.
You got to get it murdered out.
I wonder now if he was full of crap.
Doesn't that add to the value, though, if you get it all murdered out?
I don't know.
Some tent that comes factory tent now, you can't even see in the...
You know what? I saw one yesterday that I was like, there is no way that's legal anymore.
It's not in some states. I guess it is here. But
maybe the flock cameras can scan for that, too.
I don't know. If they can't see your face, I don't know.
I saw they got another cop for that, for illegally using them, a female police officer tracking her boyfriend.
So I asked somebody that works in the medical field, I was like, what is it? And I wasn't trying to get them to do anything for me, I swear to God. I was just very curious. I was like, can you just go on and look up people you know in town's medical records? Like, no.
Oh my God.
Every time you go, there's got to be some connector to why you would have been looking that person up. What was the point? And it goes to some AI feed that shoots it back to them like, so-and-so was looking up this person. They are not in the same whatever.
Because you don't want them to share your x-rays around.
Hell no, man.
Probably smart.
I remember when I went to my bank one time and the woman, she's, you know, because it's real quiet in there, you know, and she's like, I listen to your show. And I was like, oh, God, that's weird now.
We knew it.
Like, that's super weird.
She's going to look in.
Oh, yeah. I saw where you ate last night. Was it good?
Was it good?
We had, remember the girl we knew that worked at a pharmacy in town? Big chain. She would say, like, who do you want to know about? She would just look them up.
And that must be prior to maybe whatever. But yeah, back in the day, man.
So you would know what kind of medication people are taking if you're on Ozempic or.
Well.
Heart medicine.
There was a case of a celebrity who got in trouble for some pills.
Uh-huh.
And then she messaged us saying, hey, do you want to know what he's on? I'm like, okay.
Mm.
Now he's no longer with us.
Mm.
But it was a lot.
God. I forgot about that girl.
Yep.
Very attractive.
Yep.
Yes, I remember her.
I don't know if she still has that job or not, but don't be looking at my stuff. It's going to say lisinopril. It's not going to
say transitional hormones.
I was about to say, like, what do you call those? I was trying to think of, like, there's no cool name for trans pills, right? Can you even call them trans pills?
I don't know. I think you can't shorten it.
No.
You can't add an E to it or an
estrogen
to it.
Remember the transmission guy, the training man? Did he have to change his name? That was a real place.
No, it still is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he kept it. That's cool, though.
Well, I mean, it kind of like
it was his first.
It gives it some. It's like that old. I took a picture of it, and it's been years ago. But in California, there was a place called. It was like a garage or mechanic place, whatever. And it was GNY. And the and was that old school and symbol that looks like an A. So from a distance, it looked like it said gay cars.
Oh, God.
Which in California, it made sense.
Yeah, it really did.
I mean, depends on where you are.
Right.
Oh, we're at the last one.
Oh, big dad blame.
And you know what? I'll just make myself little notes now so I can give you something a little tease with, because I don't know what this is about. But if it's the last one, then...
It's going to be a humdinger.
Oh, somebody's really hot.
864. Oh, well, you didn't want me to say it?
There I go, killing the momentum again.
No, it's fine. I mean, you did it in 8 o'clock hour. Well, it's still the 8 o'clock hour, so finish it up. 864-241-4318.
I'm so f***ing tired of these motherfucking little kids that we hire my work for seasonal help. Because we get them in here, they don't give a shit because they know that their kids and adults can't do shit to them. Want to sit here and run their mouth. Have no respect, anything. And they're just kids, and it blows my mind that they talk and they act like this. Like, I don't know if they're showing out because they don't get to do it at home, or if their parents are just that shitty of people, that that's how they raise people for this next generation. But all I want to know is, I would love to be about 7-8 years older so I can go back so I won't get a charge on these motherfuckers that I work with. Oh. I'm tired of it. I can't wait for school to start back. So all these sons of bitches can go back to school so they can just drop out, get their GED, and not even come back. Because you can't work here without a high school diploma. Kids, I hate them. I hate them so much.
Well, that's what Anonymous is going to do, evidently. She's going to quit.
Oh, God, yeah, the girl.
Goodness.
Yep.
It's passion.
I tell you, man, like, that's one thing, but, like, also, like, being, and this isn't brown nosing or whatever, but like school teachers, I don't know how in the world. I've seen the videos online where like the kids talk back and like throw stuff at you. It's, oh my God, it's intimidating. I'm telling you what.
You know, and you gotta, I always ask the teachers, is it always a good year or does it alternate good year, bad year with students?
What do they say? Paige, that's a stupid question.
No, they say some years it's great and other years it's hard.
Yeah.
They're so disrespectful, and you've got to have authority.
Since it just started back, I had a buddy tell me that he was having problems with his little girl wanting to go to school. Mm-hmm. So she made such a scene of, like, literally, like, not wanting to leave the car that as soon as they finally got her to leave the car to go in the school, like, 10 minutes later, they called and said, you just come get her and take her home because we can't calm her down. And it's just.
How old?
8, I think. Oh. 8 years old.
She got upset.
Somewhere in there. Like, just didn't want to go. Like, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's, I you know, it's very, very strange how we went from, and I never spanked my kid, but I was spanked like hell.
Oh, yeah.
Did you give him the look?
I was, too.
You know, she was like all like, you know, like she was great. Like no issues ever. But so, but I didn't like necessarily decide like, you know, I'm not going to be a non-spanking parent. Like it just wasn't ever in my thoughts or whatever. But now like you see kids a lot of times just throw themselves on the ground. And like, what's the parent supposed to do?
Screaming.
You know, they're not going to hit them obviously or spank them, but like, well, you're going to go to your room, and I'm going to take all your devices from you. And they're going to sit there and scream, and like, what do you do?
I remember having a situation when
you
when I babysat my
church doorstep,
and she was colicky, and she had a hard time. And when she had situations like that, I would just hold her and rock her.
Yeah, but we're talking about like a 7-8 year old where they just in there like.
Just don't want to do it. Like, yeah, we knew. Like, we didn't always want to go, but we knew, like, we had to.
There was no choice.
It was like, you couldn't stay home.
Yeah, I was afraid of my parents.
Yeah, I never wanted my kid to ever be scared of me or anything, because that's, I mean, it's very strange how that's the same generation that started, you know, grew up half their life without the internet and then had the internet.
That's my dad.
And then, you know, I would say Gen Z, and maybe I'm wrong, but I would say Gen Zs and below, like, they're not probably ever going to spank their kids. I don't think. Maybe. I don't know.
No. Now, how many kids are in a trip, you know, that always have to have tech now? Got to have an iPad or whatever.
Well, yeah.
And it works. Yeah, you know, it's a tool. But.
Dude, I'll tell you something, though, man. It's weird because Jasper, who's 4, my grandson, has an iPad.
Oh.
And, like, dude, it's incredible to me that, like, he can just talk to text.
Yep.
And it will play. I mean, it will, like, write out what he's... Now, no crap, right? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I can communicate with him without him knowing how to spell. So he knows he hits that little icon down there with the microphone on it. He just starts talking. It fills up the screen with the words.
He just sends them.
And he can do voice text.
See, it trains him up in a little bit that way.
I was making a book, so I decided to change it to you as an award for being a good grandpa.
Is he going to start ripping farts in him
now? That's my heart. That's the sweetest.
No, I know. And, like, God, I have that, but then...
It's your favorite grandkid.
You know, by proxy, yes. I've known him longer than the others.
Yeah.
I say that to any parent of multiple kids. Like, you can't say, oh, I love them equal. You're lying.
Yeah, you can't. You got to pick one.
You feel bad for saying that, but then your heart, you know.
Yeah, but you'd love them different ways for different things.
Well, it only makes sense, though, that, like, Paige, I hope this doesn't make Fat Boy hurt. I love you more than I do him.
Aww.
And you know why? Because I've known you longer.
Wow.
My love's deeper for you than him.
I kind of gained it up right now.
I think of you like a sister. I think of him like a retarded cousin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.